Chris Perillo Show coverage of South by Southwest is brought to you by GoDaddy.com. Use coupon code Chris2 and save $5 on any purchase of $30 or more at GoDaddy.com. That's C-H-R-I-S and the number 2 to save $5. Get your piece of the internet today at GoDaddy.com.
The problem with all these large conferences is you don't know who's here. I mean, yeah, you see faces in the crowd, but unfortunately there's no way of telling, you know, what each one of these faces does or is or has been. And not to say that the faces in the crowd are has-beens, necessarily. Some might be. But anyway, there's a piece of software that apparently has just recently sprung upon my radar. When I came to South by Southwest, they recommended I start using something called Jambo. J-A-M-B-O. It's a client that works on both Windows or OS X. And I fill out a simple profile, just like I fill out a profile for yet another social network. But the cool thing is that if I'm running this on the Wi-Fi network and other people around me are also using Jambo, I can find out more about them and if they share my interests. And then I can, you know, more easily walk up to someone and say, hey, how are you? This is who I am. This is what I do. And apparently we have a lot of things in common. And Jambo is, I guess, here at South by Southwest in some official capacity. I don't know if it's a sponsor or just here, a partnership. Okay. And one of the co-founders here, Jim Young, is hopefully going to tell me a little bit more about why this was designed.
Yeah, so I'm Jim, one of the co-founders of Jambo Networks, and we've basically built this as a way of enabling groups to self-organize. So we want to take existing groups like South by Southwest attendees or even MySpace or Flickr, et cetera, Stanford alumni, and let them know when their members are nearby each other. So, you know, you're sitting there. You then have a list of all the people that are around you up to about 8 blocks away right now, kind of walking distance, on multiple networks. So they can be on web-enabled networks or any networks nearby you. And you're given a list. You're not told necessarily where they are because we're kind of trying to put the end user's privacy at the forefront, but you're just given a list and you can message back and forth with them to meet up in person. And the reason why we designed it was to exactly what you just said, find these invisible opportunities around you. The guy I founded this with, Charles Roboto, very, very quick story. He and I met in Kenya about 15 years ago and lost touch after the end of a 3-month expedition. And about 4 years ago, Charles was in a meeting with my dad, and basically he met Jim Young Sr., who's my dad. And he would have missed that opportunity if my dad had had a different first name. And so we basically were able to get together because of an informational problem. You know, he was able to see the extra bit, Jim, and capture that invisible opportunity. That's really what we're trying to do, is let people see these opportunities around them, as you said. And so we really want to take all of these online networks. We don't want to grow yet another social network. We want to take these online social networks where there's all this potential connections, but you have to log into a website to perform a search. We want to push that out into the real world so that you're able to, all of your different online identities that you have, you're able to access them when those relevant people are nearby you, and really kind of bring back this face-to-face connection, bring back this sense of local proximity.
How long's Jambo been around then?
So we've been around for a little over 2 years. Most of that time has been in development, but then we launched about a year ago out at the demo conference. We did the demo conference and the TED conference back to back. And since then, it's just been about, you know, building up our customer base. We've partnered with a bunch of conferences now. We just did Macworld in January. We're out here at South by Southwest. We've done about 5 other conferences. We're on a few college campuses. And we're also kind of going through a few hotspots. We're up at LaGuardia Airport. We're now beginning to approach a lot of these bigger online networks and help enable them for the members that are nearby them.
Maybe it's the Austin air, but did you say that your co-founder was Mr. Roboto?
Domo arigato, exactly. So his last name is Italian, Roboto, which the song made very famous.
I just making sure I fully understood. Okay, good to know.
In an Austin time warp, definitely.
This is an absolutely free client for end users, correct?
It is. And in fact, the model is will always be free to end users. We want it to be very fluid, very scalable, and we enable the group to let their members, again, self-organize and find each other when they're nearby. So, free client.
What's the reaction been? I mean, I know I've got a lot of IM clients, you know, installed, and I know I can install yet another IM client. Is there any value out of using something like Jambo at home rather than when you're on the road?
Yeah, I think so. Really, what we're about, we're positioning it not to be necessarily yet another IM. We are, you know, we do want to tie this in with other services. We don't want to have you install this thick client of ours that's proprietary. We want to play very, very well with other services and, you know, ultimately move it out into, you know, some other service. But really what we're doing is we're letting you discover new people. You know, IAMs generally are about, they're generally about, you know, linking to people you already know. So you're managing a list of maybe 50 or 100 people. We're dealing with networks of, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands of people. So we do a lot of kind of relevance matching and relevance ranking on the back end to let you sort these lists where you, you know, at Macworld there were 40,000 people there, for example. You can't manage in an IAM client, you can't manage 40,000 people. And so we've got a little slider bar that lets you kind of look at the data in different dimensions so you can set different group attributes and manage much smaller lists. You're still presented with a list, but you have relevance rankings. We have graphs that show kind of who's the most interesting people to you based on your what you state as your attributes. And so it's really designed not to be so much of just a flat IAM, but more of a little kind of mini database where you can kind of play with the data and see who's nearby you based on different attributes, if that makes sense.
Is that its, I guess, value add over something like Rendezvous or Bonjour, or I guess there's a new protocol that's going to be released with Windows Vista, I think.
Yeah, there are a few kind of subnet discovery type things. We're doing a little bit of that. What we're more focused on, though, we've got some things that happen at layer 2, MAC address type scanning things that actually let you find people on other networks nearby you. So we're not simply just like, you know, Bonjour is great. We're actually using some of those libraries in our stuff, but that's really only if you're on the same network, which is pretty limiting. We want to be able to look out on multiple networks, you know, many, many blocks away from you. We're still within walking distance. We kind of want to stay, give you a list of people that are around you to meet up in person, because we don't want to become yet another online client. We want to kind of keep this notion of face-to-face at the forefront, and yet we're really all about, you know, letting you be on different networks. I might be on my home network. You're sitting 4 or 5 blocks away at a Starbucks, and I want you to show up on my system. And so we've designed a product that automatically does that. Because the other thing is, we don't want you to have to. A lot of these other location-based services that are emerging make you state your location, and you know they're kind of tracking your actual location. We're focused on more like a NetStumbler, where you can see access points that are nearby. We're like a NetStumbler for people, where you just turn it on and it starts populating automatically, starts showing you people that are nearby you.
Any chance of working on plugins with other popular clients, like whether it be like a Google Talk or like a Trillion on the PC?
Absolutely. That's kind of our plan. We don't want you to have to manage yet another piece of software. The problem is that our two stacks, we have a very big affinity stack, which does all this relevance ranking and manages these thousands and thousands of people. That would be a major plug-in for one of these services. The other plug-in we have is all these different discovery mechanisms, which is our proximity engine, our proximity stack. So it would be two pretty heavyweight plugins with a very lightweight IAM sitting in the middle. And so it's tough to kind of, we're figuring that out right now, because we don't want to have people have to go and install yet another service, but we are kind of balancing that right now.
So. What's the end game? I mean, it sounds social, so you're looking to be acquired by Yahoo then?
Well, we're looking, I mean, I think this, you know, this thing can stand alone. We're looking to basically enable networks of people. There are a lot of online networks. There are also a lot of offline networks, things like associations, things like university alumni, even things like this conference. And so I think, you know, this can be taken quite far potentially, where it's a tool simply to let people and groups find each other. And so, you know, I think as we go forward and get some bigger groups on the system, you know, we'll be having some interesting discussions, but you know, we're trying to stand alone as long as we can.
You got Windows and Mac. What about Linux?
So Linux is really interesting. We're playing around with, you know, POSIX compliant clients right now. We're also, just in terms of clients in general, we're also in alpha on Windows Mobile. We're also playing around with Bluetooth. We're in alpha on Bluetooth. We basically want to let you discover people on any device you have. We don't want to be tied to Wi-Fi. We don't want to be tied to a specific OS or a specific platform. So our goal is to kind of be this, you know, using the same back end but enabling multiple devices with multiple protocols. And so, you know, smartphones as Skype and VoIP kind of drive new interesting applications with these short range unlicensed spectrum, we're certainly going to be leveraging that. And so, you know, things like Symbian, things like RIM and Palm are very interesting to us as well.
What about security?
Yeah, so we've really, this system, because of its nature, needs to be secure by default. And so we've basically put privacy, end-user privacy, at the very front of what we're doing. So if I'm near you, for example, and let's say we went to school together, the way we're doing this, we're doing all of our matching centrally, and each person on this system then doesn't transmit information wirelessly between devices. I already know why you're interesting to me when you come into range of me, so you're not transmitting any of that information wirelessly. And I, even if you don't want your identity to be known, I would only see that maybe we went to college together, for example. I would see there's someone around me that went to college with me, or there's somebody around me that went to South by Southwest. And then I can begin messaging with you, and if you want to reveal your photo to me, let's say we want to meet up, you could then choose to reveal your photo to me, you could choose to reveal your identity, but you're ultimately in control. And I don't even know where you are. I just know there's someone out there about 8 blocks away. And so it's the same kind of experience as an online discovery would be, and yet we've intentionally limited who you can see on the system to those people that are about 8 blocks away. And so we've basically localized it and yet kept the buffer, kept the social buffer in place where your privacy, you're in control of that, and you can reveal things as you feel more comfortable. But we could even be sitting here face-to-face, and I might have no idea, if you weren't wearing that massive name tag, I might have no idea who you were. And so you could sit here and talk to me, we could have a great conversation about Ajax, and then you could walk away, and that's the end of that interaction. So it's, you know, it's designed, geared towards face-to-face, but with your privacy in mind.
Have you guys hit critical mass yet? And if not, where do you think that is?
So we have started really scaling. We just put up a kind of a public beta download. Again, we're not trying to grow our own network, but we do want to let people come in. If they want to try it and play it out at jambo.net, they can. For us, critical mass, though, comes through the groups that we partner with. And I think we started hitting that with Macworld. Like when we did Macworld, we really got kind of hit that next tier. And I think we're now, you know, starting to see some fruits from that. And I think as we begin to engage more of these big networks, that'll only accelerate the growth.
Well, it's something that's been fun to try, at least, if nothing else.
Cool. Well, I appreciate you checking it out. Definitely. Thanks, Chris.
I hope no one knows who I am, though. I'm trying to keep my identity a little private. Do you think I'm doing a good job?
Well, I mean, I don't know if you saw it, but you've got a drop-down menu that lets you say, I want to be anonymous, or I want to just show my user ID, or I want to show my full name. Because, I mean, a lot of people at a conference, for example, they're wearing around name tags. They may want to just go ahead and show their full name. I've got my full name and cell phone on there, so I'm doing a terrible job of hiding my identity, but I suppose that's my job while I'm here.
Too true. Yeah, it would be bad if no one knew how to get a hold of you, especially if you weren't on. I'd assume you're on somehow right now, are you?
Exactly. Always on.
Chris Perillo Show coverage of South by Southwest is brought to you by GoDaddy.com. Register a domain name today at GoDaddy.com and save 10% with coupon code Chris1. That's CHRIS and the number 1 to save 10%. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com.